This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Buttplugs,
the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the intercom multiplex, waving high the big black dildo of destiny.
As he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right!
That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call
The Adult Toy Price is Right!
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Gare!
See a lot of phones lit up. While we're waiting for Jake to run through those phone lines, I'll give you some of the responses real quick to tease phone and tea time.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it. He also talks about his cat watching him jerking off.
I did not.
I texted T-Bone three times. I just want to be friends, and he won't respond. Why, T-Bone? Why? Said 3435. 9172 said, we signed T up for every call list we could find.
Well, I guess I did talk about the masturbating phone.
Yeah.
It's just not right. It's just weird because they sit there. The cats are judgmental and that stuff. And
this
like,
is comedy.
And also the cat wants to get in the lap. And it's like, I'm busy. Or they get up on the computer.
Are you doing comedy now?
No, I'm telling you the truth.
Listen,
what the cat
does. Here's what I think you should do, even though he won't listen. He should get a crappy stand-up lamp with no shade on it. Shorten it to about chin height. Pretend he's talking into it in the corner of the room. And he can move away from his camera. Turn the bulb on and do whatever comedy he is. Turn the bulb back off and set back down again.
Not a horrible way.
Hilarious. Weird.
And you'll have a props, like you'll have a crutch, honestly, just to where you have something to work off of.
Yes, yes. All right. What is T's YouTube channel? I had to go away from my radio. I have to check this S out. I can't tell you because nobody knows. It should be called Tea Time, like the letter T dash time with T-Bone, but it won't be. He said, didn't you learn about trying to give him solid advice for his run at mayor? Yeah, I know. Somebody pointed out, you think he doesn't share, but he shares his wife just fine. Some guy did this, and he wants me to do it in T's voice. You're wrong, and I'll be right, because this is my show. I had two phone interviews, first show. T-Bone is a lunatic, laughing my ass off. Moonlight Boutique in Topeka is nowhere near downtown Topeka. It's out by Harlan Park. You're right. I saw it the other day, too, on the way out there. Sorry. Dildos near Harlan Park. All right. I see Cody and Jake and Scotty. Is Cody male or female? Jake, is Cody male or female? That's the best miscommunication ever. He just kept
saying.
All male. Okay. Because he kept saying, okay. I'm like, I don't know what okay means.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, ladies, that means you have time now. 576-7989. So we got Cody, Jake, and Scotty. Cody, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, Johnny Dare. My name's Cody. I'm 34. I've been married for like 10 years. My woman's got a womanizer, and I got nothing.
You're right. Did you get her the womanizer, or did you win it here?
No, she bought it online.
I don't want to tell you how much those cost, but those things are expensive, man.
Yeah.
Wait, they were like $180.
Yeah, I need something good, John.
All right. How long have you been married?
10 years.
First marriage?
Yep.
You love it?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you.
See, I feel
wonderful,
like,
Johnny.
I feel like I'm doing it right. I've been with Sassy quite a while now, but because up until the last week, we've never cohabitated except on a vacation.
Yeah, and you've had sleepovers, but that's it.
Yeah, those are exciting, fun times.
Mm-hmm. It's a slumber party.
That's right. All right, Cody, we're going to see if we can work something out for you in your life, all right?
All right, man.
All right, Jake.
Hey, what's going on?
What's your story?
43 single and no toys.
43 single. Married or no? Ever?
Nope.
Never been married?
Getting divorced.
Oh, so you have been married. How long were you married?
12 years.
Ooh. Well, at least you didn't make it 15. Did you ask or did she?
She did.
Ooh, sorry. You sounded a little sad. You would have stayed?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. What happened?
Just one of those things, you know?
Hmm. Did she run around on you, or did you just, what happened?
No, just one of those things, you know, fall out of love, and so.
Jake, don't be sad. Have you been with a girl since then?
Nope.
You got to do that. Yeah, I'm not saying just go out and bang some random, but like, you know, you're going to have to, once you realize there's a whole world out there again, it might make you feel a little bit better. Just even any kind of a date, just go out there and just have a good conversation, have a little fun.
Oh, yeah.
In the meantime, let's see if we can find something for you to stick your ding-dong in.
Perfect.
All right, Jake. All right, I'm going to get Scotty on. Scotty.
Hey, Johnny. Scotty's 31, single, I got one stroker.
31 and single. Married before? Single what?
I have been married before, been divorced for 7 years.
You got married once, you've been divorced 7 years at 31, so I'm doing the math on that. How old were you when you got married, and how long did it last?
I got married when I was 22, and about a year.
Would you recommend getting married at 22?
It could happen. It could happen.
No, it really can't, unless you live on a farm in 1915, and there's nobody else around at all.
There you go. That's probably about the best time.
You're not done cooking yet. Hell, man, you're 31. You might be done cooking.
It's very possible. I don't think I'd probably do it again. Now.
Have you ever spoken with her again?
Yes. I have two kids with her.
You made two kids in 1 year?
No.
Oh, you made a kid before, then you had to marry her.
Yeah, we were sinning before marriage.
Oh, my God. One bastard child, then you had another one.
Yep.
You're full of bad choices.
Wait a sin.
Yes.
I feel like I'm running a suicide hotline today. Scotty and Jake and Cody, I want to help you sons of bitches. So, I want you fellas to listen up because I got something for you.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today is the Velvet Touch All-American Coochie from Nastoy.
American Coochie! She's hungry for your knob because they're foreign coochies. I'm trying to take her job.
Five insertable inches for you to stick it in.
Fellas, the All-American Coochie is hot to go when you are.
With its soft skin, ribbed inner walls.
And three-speed vibrating bullets.
She's All-American, boys.
USA! USA!
Despite the fact that she was made in China.
USA!
China.
But it says All-American.
It certainly does.
But it's made in China.
That's right.
I am confused.
Don't be, because as Thomas Jefferson once said, it's all pink on the inside.
He said that?
As far as you know, he did.
Fair point.
You're American, because you're in America, okay? Greatest country on the planet.
God bless the
USA. It's the Velvet Touch All-American Coochie from Nast Toys, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Yes. Ooh, vagina. That's great. All-American. That's some red, white, and blue vagina right there. Ooh. Look at that.
What's freedom feel like?
Ooh, like 8 inches of silicone with a hole poked in it.
Squishy.
And it's hermetically sealed. We won't be breaking the seal on this, fellas. And then there's your bullet, and then there's your on-off, like, you know. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I know how they work. All right. You know what? This is actually one of the less cumbersome and more portable. And as long as nobody else is in the house and you're probably not going to find it, it's less embarrassing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You might want to hide in the sock. All right. Cody, my sad, sad friend, what would you bid for such an item?
I need that America dong.
Yeah.
Let's go $29.99.
All right. Jake?
Let's go $21.99.
$21.99. And finally, Scotty, with two children, 31, and very alone.
Does it have stars and stripes on it?
No, no, this is quite realistic if you were to core a human being.
$39.99.
The actual manufacturer's suggested retail price.
$47.99.
Oh, Scotty to Huddy. Yes.
Finally a good move, a good choice, buddy.
That's right, Scotty. Guess what, Scott? You can't make a baby with this one.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. No matter how hard you try, you cannot give this half of whatever you got.
So I'm going to try all right.
Give it all you got. That is fantastic. Oh, wait, hold on. Jake just handed me a note. Said the line dropped. We need one more girl. I can see we've got Jennifer and Terry. So, ladies, one more girl. 576-7989. Sorry about the phones, Jake. You get the Velvet Touch American Jana. That's right. That's right.
You're a lucky man. You're a lucky man.
Vagina. All right. Put Mr. Vagina on hold. Scotty, good luck. Have a good week.
Yeah, you too.
You know what I got for you guys? I either have some good sense, which is a really weird consolation prize after not getting a rubber china, but or Shawnee Pizza. If you're in Shawnee, I would highly recommend it because Shawnee Pizza's good. You. Who wants that, Cody or Jake?
Jake.
All right, Jake. You stay there. Jake gets the Shawnee Pizza. Cody, what do you want?
I'll take a good sense.
All right, then. You stay there. I know it's such a weird consolation prize, but I hate not giving people stuff.
No, but...
I could start slowly giving out the Lysol wipes three at a time in a plastic bag.
Give them a 9-inch. I can't. Keep
can't
doing what you're doing.
It would take twice at least. You're a cruel and unusual girl.
I'm just saying.
I see Jennifer and Terry, and then Jake has got another one on the line. He is speaking with. Okay, while he's speaking with her, let's talk with our friend Jennifer. Jennifer, what's your story?
Hi, Donnie.
Hi, baby.
I'm 33. I'm divorced. I have a couple kids, and I got a vibrator and a wand.
You have a vibrator? Oh, those Hitachi wands are the thing. That's the business. It doesn't get any better.
Right.
Right?
it doesn't talk back either.
Do you go over the panties or under?
Both.
Because, Nikki is experienced, and so has Sass. Like, it has to start when they're new, especially over the panties, because you can...
Don't get cute.
And
Nick, you gotta adjust.
Nick actually injured herself. She
skidded my dance floor.
Yeah, she put a scuff on the dance floor. That's right.
I've been lucky enough not to do that.
I'd like
for
to
you.
Think it made that sound like when new Converse run across the gymnasium. Yeah,
break it in.
I did. I don't know if it did, but I made that noise.
You were married, Jennifer. How long were you married?
5 years.
5 years. You got married young.
Yeah, I was 23.
God, would you recommend that?
No.
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 Because the problem is, girls, and well, everybody wants love, but it feels like you should do it, right? And dudes are like, I love this vagina so much, and she's giving me so much of it. This is probably going to be the greatest thing. It's going to be like this all my life. And then, you know, a couple years later, you're like, oh, my God, they have a personality, and it's terrible.
That's right? How I felt about him.
Yeah, I know. I got it. I understand that. Out of everything I've ever learned on this world, my personality is terrible, but at least it's backed up with not being much to look at. So, have you been seeing anyone, Jennifer?
Yeah, I have a boyfriend.
You have a boyfriend or you have a friend with benefits?
I have a boyfriend.
How long have we been a boyfriend?
3 years.
Hold on. This math is not working out. Were you seeing this guy before you got divorced?
No. I got divorced 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. You stay right there. I don't wanna give you the prosecutor's treatment here. All right, you stay right there. And by the way, don't get married again. Stay there.
Yeah, I'm not.
will you bring a chick home for him?
Still open. Not been discussed.
Would you be into it? Or would you just
wouldn't
do
be
it?
The first time.
Oh my God. And it hasn't been discussed? What kind of a half-assed man are you with?
I'm still breaking him in.
All right. Stay there, Jennifer. You're definitely going to play. I'm going to go to Terry now. Terry, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning. My name is Terry. I'm 48. I've been with my husband for 24 years now. And I have a bullet and a vibrator and a few movies.
And a what?
Few movies.
A few movies. You know, yes. Those are online now. If you get a tablet, like, you can watch all kinds of weird little clips now.
I know.
Or do you prefer the old school DVD?
The old school DVDs came in before, mm-hmm. you know, like Pornhub, things like that were like a really big thing. So
right. Now, would you say you enjoy pornography? A lot of girls are not as visual as men, so they tend not to not get into it.
I enjoy some of it. There Damn. Is some that is like, no thanks. I do enjoy some.
What's your favorite kind?
I like, of course, something that has kind of like a little cheesy story to it. I don't like the stuff where the girls just really have no say.
Right. You know, this is where I watch what I do here. Pornhub has a section that literally is like girl porn. Like, it's porn for chicks. It's just what you discussed. Like, it's got a little story. It's soft focus. It's the whole thing.
I have one with Ron Jeremy where he's Friar Tuck in a Robin Hood one.
There's no way you can masturbate to Ron Jeremy as Friar Tuck. There's no... I know Ron Jeremy.
I know.
And there's no way you can masturbate as a woman to Ron Jeremy as Friar Tuck.
We have to see this later.
You can't.
It's pretty cheesy.
Yeah. All right. Listen, you're going to play. I love you. All right, you stay there, Terry. You're going to play. Jennifer's going to play. I got to get Sue on. Sue was last at the party. What's going on, Sue?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Sue. I'm 28. I am married, and I have a vibrator and a vagina pump.
You're 20?
28.
20, okay. Whew, I was like, you're 20. Then this vagina pump thing, by the way, never heard about this until the last year or so.
I hadn't either until my husband brought it up, and I was worth the try.
Do you think he heard about it on this show?
He might have.
I bet he did. Because it looks like an oxygen mask on an mm-hmm. ambulance that goes over your vagina, and you go pump, 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 and it since it has this great deal of suction, it forces the blood into... It is exactly the same thing as those penis pumps do for a guy.
Mm-hmm.
So
pretty amazing.
But I always figured guys did it because they were having trouble getting there. But for me, I didn't understand that it makes a woman way more sensitive.
Yes.
How would you rate that device 1 to 10?
Probably an 8 to 10.
Really? And and what's the reason? Why is it so good?
It really increased sensitivity. Amazing.
Yeah. Does it ever look like you like ooh Jesus? What happened to that? Does it look all right?
It's a little crazy looking at first, but it's worth it.
All right.
Is it pretty quick? Like, does it work?
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
quick?
It's really quick.
That makes sense.
I feel like I kind of want to get one, but I kind of don't, but I right. kind of do, but like I kind of don't, but
if,
I kind of do.
If I had one, I'd use it.
Right?
Does it make sense? Yeah. I'd try it.
All right. Well, look, Sue, you're going to play. Jennifer's going to play. Terry's going to play. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today, and it's a big ticket item. It's the Love Thrust Vibrating Thruster from Evolve.
You're looking for a vibe, and ladies, you need a new fix. We got one right here that's gonna knock on your cervix.
Who is it?
It's time to thrust it to the pleasure zone.
Oh.
Take your coochie or your butt into the pleasure zone.
That's right, ladies. Time to thrust yourself into the pleasure zone with the Love Thrust.
My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty.
Oh my God. Becky.
With this powerful suction cup base, this large thrusting vibe can be used completely hands-free, giving your hands the freedom to explore while the realistic tip pushes erotically forward in 3 delicious speeds. And the whole thing vibrates at your command. This solo play hero is a robust lover with a mighty motor that you can recharge via USB. And with the suction cup base, you can stick it anywhere.
Oh, this is a good place for a
stick-up. It's the Love Thrust from Evolve. It's a big ticket item, and it can be yours, ladies, if the price is right.
Yeah, this is a big ticket item, ladies. Pay attention to more of the words I'm using. Look at this thing.
That's big.
Let me see if I can.
It's got a little.
Excuse me for saying, but please, let me see if I can get it out of the box. Gee, I think
it's a magnet there.
Okay,
there
don't break things.
Fancy.
Don't break things. This is.
Gee.
I would be careful about perforating. That's long. Well, how long is that? Does it say how long that is? It's got to be a foot. Anyway, so
yeah, you want to go slowly on that.
And T doesn't know his numbers. And it's already all charged up?
Yes.
So you have a suction.
Oh, my. It took two hands.
I didn't want to break it. I was like that's so that's a great suction cup. And then where's the on button? I hate when they hide the on right buttons, these things. Don't people know that we're drunk and in the dark when we're using these things? Like, don't make it the same color as the everything.
I know. I've got one right now.
The top one there is the thrust, and that's the vibrator.
Is it on now?
Yeah, it's on now.
All right. So if you thrust it.
It's like a jack in the box.
It probably moves, 2-3 inches?
Uh-huh.
So that's the thrust, and then if I do this a little faster.
I did not know that was going to
happen.
So
you put this down like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's. That's a pretty strong thrust. And then,
there's still one more speed on the thrust.
Oh, okay.
Good night.
Yeah.
All right, so then, and then you go to the vibrator. Uh-oh, did I turn it off?
Yeah, hit the wrong button.
Oh, story of my life. All right. I hate this.
My God, that thing.
Yeah. Ladies, I don't know if you're good at mechanical things or in the dark. At least it's silicone black. On black, and the buttons are smooth and barely raised. It is much like trying to find the clitoris at age 15. It is nigh to impossible.
That's a damn near lightsaber.
But it is a big ticket item. It does look like it would be a lot of fun. You're definitely going to need to sit on something.
Mm-hmm.
I would either invest in a tile floor or a very heavy duty coffee table. But, ladies, let's bid. All right, Sue, you're going to go first. It's a high ticket, big ticket item. What would you say?
$109.95
said Sue. Terry?
I'm going to say $149.99.
Any of you girls have any of those suction cup dildos that you squat over?
No.
Could back in.
It's going to be new. Yeah, you could back in. Oh, I saw a super dirty one where a chick was on the outside of a sliding glass door. I was like... And literally, I showed it, and she goes, no. And I don't hear no off, but she goes, but I can't be outside.
Not here.
She was like, you have neighbors. And I go, well, maybe I could put one in the room or something. A sliding glass door. All right.
You're going to have curtains on the outside of your house.
I know. Yeah, then I'd have to go outside, but then I'm jerking off outside. It's terrible. Can't do it. All right. Jennifer.
$129.99.
And the actual manufacturer suggested retail price?
$173.99.
Damn. Terry.
Yes.
Terry. Woo-hoo. This is a nice one. The powerful thrust for added pleasure. It adds a few inches. Great for solo play. Realistic feel. Powerful suction cup base. I can attest to that. ABS plastic. Stylish chrome. Textured handle for solid grip. Thrust from 1 inch to 3 at 3 different speeds with 7 powerful vibrating speeds and functions. So...
Sounds like you guys have made my Saturday night.
Well, listen, why wait till Saturday? You never know what tomorrow will bring.
Get it today.
I'll have to try and do that.
All right, listen. A weird man named Bob is going to call you. And because you can't come into the radio station, a strange hairy man has to meet you in the parking lot and hand you a sex toy. Don't worry.
My afternoon, too.
There are security... cameras for your protection. All right, ladies, all of you, stay right there. I got to thank our friends at Moonlight Adult Boutique, KC Moe and 40 Highway, Truman Road, State Avenue, and KCK, and Topeka Boulevard over by Heartland Park, Topeka, and Topeka, Kansas. So, thank you, Moonlight.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized bubble is what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small child, send her to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With 4 locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.